This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Several Republicans who understand what an honest, fair, transparent trial is, witnesses and documents, listening to the American people, overwhelmingly want certain witnesses. I hope they'll answer the call of the patriot.
A lot of people are talking amongst themselves. I've spoken with several of my colleagues. I've let Senator Collins know where I stand, which is that I support the Clinton impeachment model, which is a vote on witnesses later. But as to which witnesses I'd want to hear from and so forth, that's something which I'm open to until after the opening arguments.
First of all, somebody please answer Senator Mitt Romney's phone. Did you hear that? Just ringing off the hook. I think we need to send him some help, or he needs to hire a few extra interns or something there in Washington. But hey, before that, before Mitt Romney, you heard Bob Menendez from Jersey. So you got a little Republican and a little Democratic point of view. Because what are we talking about besides Iran? We're talking about impeachment and the Senate. Hey, everybody, I know you missed that conversation, right? I had somebody the other day say to me, you know, I'm just giving you that peek into the everyday life where they don't know what I do. What's going on with the whole Senate thing? Wow, you're bagging groceries and you're asking me about that. Cool. So what the latest deal is at this point, you know, it's a question of the top Senate Republicans rejecting the immediate dismissal of charges. So, wow. I mean, you know, this is kind of a little bit of shifting of the guard, if you will. I mean, who can I count on and who can't I count on? Most Senate Republicans are actually chomping at the bit to stage a trial that ends, and this is the key thing, that ends with the president's acquittal and then vindication on the charges that he abused the power of his office in his dealings with the Ukraine, and also the other charge, obstructed a investigation in the House. So the president is saying to the Senate, just dismiss the charges. What are we doing? No, we don't need to have some big vindication party. Let's just get rid of it. But on Monday in the Senate, senior Republicans said immediate dismissal couldn't win approval in the chamber, where Republicans still do hold that 43 majority seats. And some of the pretty staunch allies for the president argued that the legacy would actually benefit from a trial. Isn't that interesting? Even Senator Roy Blunt from Missouri, many of you listening to the show in Missouri, said, look, I don't think there's any interest on our side of dismissing. I mean, certainly there aren't 41 votes for a motion to dismiss. So we're going to see this thing follow through. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is saying he wants the trial. Only the third impeachment of a president, of course, in U.S. history. So following the same format that was used in the trial of President Bill Clinton. So let's go back in history, shall we? Like an excellent adventure, and tell you, in case you don't know, what happened there. The Senate, of course, approved a resolution that would have allowed the Senate to vote to dismiss the charges. So then you had the arguments that, well, we're not inclined, at least some senior Republicans, to include a provision in the resolution that will kick off the trial. And this may happen as soon as Thursday. So for anybody, no matter what you do for a living, when you're curious about what impeachment means, this is where we sit at this point. There is going to be a trial. And you are going to see the former National Security Advisor, John, I have to sell a book, Bolton, you know, testify if he gets a Senate subpoena. But the president, who likes to take to the Twittersphere, keeps pressing for the Senate to just dismiss the charges. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham said during an interview that Trump is seeking a dismissal because he did nothing wrong. And if he faces a Senate trial, he wants to be fair, which is all he deserves. So the bottom line is this is going to be a trial. And how long it goes on, we don't know. How many people are called, how many people are subpoenaed, that whole thing. I mean, who knows? That's part of what the chatter is about. Except for we do know that John Bolton said, yes, I will testify. If I'm subpoenaed, I will testify. So subpoena me. So that is pretty likely that he is somebody that you'll see, the former National Security Advisor, that will, in fact, be one of the few, maybe, it might only be a few, that is asked to come in and testify. I don't know what that list looks like, because I know the Democrats had a much longer list, so we'll see where all that goes, but certainly Pandora's Box Part 2, or not, opens up on Thursday. C-SPAN has to love this, right? Because usually, no offense, as someone who likes politics, because I care about what's happening to you, to me, and everybody else who listens to this show, it is like watching paint dry, to use a cliche. But when you have something of this magnitude going on, it does tend to look a little bit different. And, of course, the networks will be all over this anyway. So anywhere you turn, once this jumps into full swing, you can bet it's going to be everywhere you look on any of the major networks and, of course, any of the major cable outlets as well. Big announcement today. Then there was one less. What happened to the senator from New Jersey? Here's what he had to say.
Today, I'm suspending my campaign for president with the same spirit with which it began.
So Senator Cory Booker out of the race. It's pretty clear, if you are not making serious money, if you're a billionaire, you're in this thing. You can most likely make it roll, or you have a ton of people who are giving you those grassroots donations, but it would have to be a lot. Otherwise, you just can't hack this, the expense of it. It cannot happen, and you're not in it. And when you're not going anywhere in the polls, which he wasn't, that means you don't have much of a shot, so how many people are going to fundraise for you? But still in this game, Senator Bernie Sanders, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden is still in the thick of this, and he leads many, many of the polls. We're coming closer to caucus time. That means February 3rd, the caucuses. Iowa, huge. Connecting with voters or not connecting with voters, it makes a very, very big deal as to whether you go on. And if you do go on and lose in Iowa, or you just don't turn up very well in the caucuses, then eventually you're starting that march to look for voters who are either going to be there for me or they're not. So Iowa, obviously, super, super important for what the Democrats will ultimately do. You know, one of the other candidates, Pete Buttigieg, who is the former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, he wants to stay above all the noise, and he wants to keep attracting voters who left the party to support the president. A spokesperson for his campaign on Monday was all over it, talking about debate strategy, sort of, but they're kind of being secretive. And he certainly has been gaining a little bit of a following, so we'll see if he can pop up a little bit higher as far as those polls are concerned. All right, hang with us. We're going to your opinions next, because we're hitting the mailroom.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag. Get in the mail bag.
All right, here we... Okay, we get it. We're all still celebrating the new year, the new decade. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney in the mailroom. Thank you so much for all of those emails. Keep them coming, no matter what you want to talk about. Remember, we're open 24/7, calorie-free. How about that? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and that's it. Patrick found us from Tucson, Arizona. He says, Kate, I listen to you all the time on 10:30, The Voice. And I have to say, I chuckle at in a good way at so much of what you're talking about. I like you and Dave Ramsey the best. Here's what I want to say. I want to ask you about what Barr said about the act of terrorism on the Florida base. Did you see that? Are you aware of it? Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was huge when the Attorney General said that it's huge in the sense that, are we surprised by this? No, not by what we knew about it, not by what I knew personally about it, because I know people on that base and who also have ties to the base. But when it unfolded, we were saying this to ourselves, and we didn't have to read very much or know very much to connect the dots. But anyway, just officially, he said the deadly shooting by a Saudi national at the Naval Air Force Base in December, yep, is an act of terrorism, and it was motivated by jihadist ideology. He held a press conference. He talked about the 21-year-old shooter, the fact that he acted alone. Talked about the fact that he was an aviation student at the Naval Air Station and a member of the Saudi Air Force. And posted a message on social media saying the countdown has started. He'd visited the 9/11 memorial in New York City in November, posted anti-American and anti-Israeli messages on social media. And then one message, of course, was posted just a couple of hours before the shooting at the naval base early in December. So, no, I'm not surprised. I think the presumption was that it was an act of terrorism, but the FBI, when they were pulling this all together, didn't want to jump to that until they knew that they could say this is exactly what it is. It's sad. Of course, it's horrible because, once again, you have innocent people in harm's way because somebody has a nutty motivation, a twisted sense in their ideology, and they're here in the United States, and they're on an Air Force base. And then it could have been that much worse, but it was terrible. And it was scary when the story broke. And I say scary, I use that word because it's scary because, you know, I think of people who serve. And because I know people have served, and because even Manshore, a.k.a. my husband, served, I know what that's like. And I know what it's like to do a couple of different tours, and I know what it's like to be on a base. And I mean, I know all of that. And again, nobody in the branches of the service are complaining for the most part about it, maybe about how they're served by the VA or when they get out or some of the sad stories, of course. But you should be safe on the base. It's like I said before, you know, what are our areas that are sacrosanct? I love that word, sacrosanct. Shouldn't it be church, school, where you work, where you're shopping? I mean, come on. And again, the fact that they could really tie him to the ideology, you know, and the fact that he's a Saudi made it interesting. But yes, I mean, yeah, absolutely. I think that's exactly what everybody thought immediately because of the details that came out almost right from the get-go. All right, so thanks for that, and thanks for listening on one of my favorite stations, KVOI. I have great memories of Tucson, and we are jonesing to go there and take the show there, which I guarantee you we will do that. All right, how about this one? This is from Mary, who says, Kate, I know you like politics, business, and sports. What do you call it, the deadly three? So I was wondering, for my husband's sake, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl now that we know who the last couple of teams are that are going to possibly make it in and then be there for the big day in February? Well, this is the deal. We have four teams left, which I'm sure that's what you're referring to. Crazy weekend of football. You know, a couple of blowouts, one that looked like it was just going to be completely lopsided. The Chiefs were getting just browbeaten, just dead to rights. You know, at one point, you turn in and it's 21-0. And then the Chiefs roar back and beat the Texans 51-31. Here's what I like, is that we have the big weekend coming up where after all of this, we start with Hall of Fame week and everything else. Now we have the conference championships. And so it does come down to the four. It's either the Titans and the Chiefs, the Packers and the 49ers. I'm assuming your husband is a fan of one of those teams, and that's why you're asking me that question. It's tough because I really liked the Ravens, and the Ravens looked terrible the other day. They did. So it doesn't matter. They're not even part of this anymore. The Chiefs have crazy momentum coming into this, but the Titans have Derrick Henry, who's been sensational, and a host of other players, too. So I'm going to say, you know, KC is favored. It's at Arrowhead. They're favored by just a little over a touchdown, 7.5 points. I think the Chiefs go from the AFC. And I think you got the Packers and the 49ers. San Francisco is favored by 7.5. Manshore thinks it's going to be the 49ers. I think it's going to be the Packers. So I think it's going to be the Packers and the Chiefs. And I'm going to reserve judgment on who, if it is those two teams, who it is that's going to win the Super Bowl, because that's not until February 2nd, and we have a Pro Bowl in between, and you got to give me some time to digest that instead of just doing it on the fly. So I reserve the right to finish the answer to that the question. How's that? I probably could have been a great politician, right? All right, so now we move to this one. This is from Jake, listening to us in Austin. Kate, Iran, more about Iran. Boy, the more you dig into it, the more you hear nasty stories. And I can't imagine that tension is going to change either way. Do you think it's likely that we have World War III, or do you think that somehow this tamps down? Well, I hate the idea of saying World War III. If push came to shove, oh, absolutely. It's pretty clear. We see what our president's doing. We see what's happened, the reaction to everything. But I don't think we're going to see that. I think that there's still more dancing to do. And who's going to be left standing when that's all over? I mean, that's what's really key here. And if you're paying attention to what's, and you are, I know you are, what's being said, it was pretty frightening to hear about the Ukrainian plane that got shot down. Oops, oh, it was a mistake. Oh, yeah, it was a mistake. I thought Justin Trudeau was going to lose it when he talked about the plane crash victims, and that if it wasn't for these heightened tensions, the Canadians and everybody else on that plane would still be alive. So now it's about the justification for Iran. And the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and by the way, William Barr, who was holding his own newser because of the findings of what happened at Pensacola, also said that, you know, killing the Iranian commander Soleimani was part of a big strategy of deterrence. And that's what the deal was, that, you know, get the criticism over this claim that he was planning to attack and he was a big threat. He said, I believe there was intelligence of an imminent attack. And the concept of imminence is something of a red herring, is what he said at a press conference earlier, right? And then he said, you know, now you're dealing with these situations. So we've seen a little bit of a shift. So I guess it's, some people are just confused by the explanations and whether this is an imminent threat that Iran poses, and what is the specific intelligence on the threat, and what was the threat specifically, that kind of thing. But what Pompeo says again and again is he was involved in planning an attack in the region that put Americans' lives at risk. But we certainly saw that if they didn't know what to do on those bases, we could have lost a lot of people with those missile strikes. Hang with us. We're going to the man cave next.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The evidence shows that the shooter was motivated by jihadist ideology.
It was an act of terrorism, and now 21 Saudi nationals training with the U.S. military expelled from our country after an investigation finds the Pensacola shooter a jihadist. Attorney General Bill Barr wants to see who he was in communication with, and Barr now demanding Apple unlock two cell phones used by the Saudi national responsible for shooting and killing three members of our military at the Pensacola Navy base in Florida. Barr wants to see if he acted alone.
After Al-Shamrani entered the building and cased the facility, he proceeded to walk around, shooting down his unarmed victims in cold blood. The shooter posted a message on September 11th stating, "The countdown has begun."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the score on third and goal, and Tennessee goes up 20-6 with 6:54 left in the third quarter.
Yeah, how about that? A huge weekend, needless to say, on the road to the Super Bowl. Hey, hey, if you and I are sitting around in the man cave, one of the things that we would certainly be doing and talking about is this national title game, because, oh, by the way, the feeder system is crowning its champion. So before we dive into, you just heard the call there on Tennessee and running back Derrick Henry, who was sensational. We are in the middle of a wild, wild college football finale, and it's everything that it promised it would be. It just wrapped up. So as it wrapped up, LSU beats Clemson 42-25. Joe Burrow's 6th touchdown leads that team to a national title. What a crazy wild season he had. 16 touchdown passes. It is a single season record. You can bet he's going to be number one in the NFL draft. So Clemson is dethroned because you think of the lock that they've had on the national title, and it goes to LSU, an incredibly huge night for them. So congratulations to the Tigers for the win. It was a big one for Ed Ogeron and crew. Very, 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 very big. Can I say that again? The Heisman Trophy winner. What a run. What a run of SEC records for passing touchdowns and passing yards, and he's the only player in SEC history, by the way, to throw for 5,000 yards, 50 touchdowns. Even if you're not a football fan, think about that. 5,000 yards, 50 touchdowns. That's crazy. I mean, and the list goes on. I mean, there's more. But it would take this entire man cave segment to talk about it. So we're going to transition. Congratulations to, again, LSU Tigers for the very big victory and a national title. So the Titans are hoping, because they're an underdog team, you know, at 9-7 getting into the playoffs and doing what they did by slaying the Ravens, Derrick Henry, 195 yards on the ground off of 30 carries, 28-12. Wow. So then you look at some of the other games, and this was very big. Kansas City overcame so much. They were just getting creamed. It looked like Houston was just taking this from them. In the first quarter, they put up 21 points to a zero, a donut, a bagel for the Chiefs. And then it all turned around, and Pat Mahomes had just a phenomenal game, and as did his receivers and all the players on the, frankly, Pat Mahomes, 321 yards passing. Wow, wow, wow. He even rushed when he had to. 7 carries, 53 yards. Incredible. One was huge for 21 yards. All right, so here is Andy Reid after the game talking about KC.
I didn't necessarily feel that. You know, I just think it was kind of freak stuff. Like I said, things we haven't really done. I don't think we were pressing. I just think crazy things happened, and they kind of snowballed on us there a little bit, and we were able to rebound, which a lot of teams can't do that. You know, it's a tribute to the guys. They're the locker room right there.
Yeah, a tribute to the guys in the locker room. He is absolutely right about that. And a shout-out to all my pals, longtime listeners of this show. Woohoo! Thanks for your support at KSBN AM 1230 Money Talk. We're on there West Coast time, 9 to midnight. And as we mix in the business of sports for all of you who were pulling for your Seahawks, it looked good at one point, but it was such a wild game. So the Packers, in the end, beat the Seahawks 28-23. Pete Carroll looked so shocked on the sidelines afterwards, saying that, you know, we struggled in the final two games. We got to get better. We come back next year. We capitalize on all of the experiences, and we settle in, and that's what we do. But they'll be watching the playoffs. So sorry to my pals up there listening in Spokane and in Seattle and other areas in the Northwest, because it was all about the Packers. Here's what Aaron Rodgers said after the game.
I felt really locked in from Wednesday on, and practiced well and felt really good today all day. Just felt like there was going to be one of these type of performances tonight.
Yeah, one of those types of performances. So, you know, they did it. However they had to scramble and get it done, they got it done. And for Aaron Rodgers, it's been a long time to get back to this spot and into a new decade. Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay hops. So you look at Green Bay coach Matt LaFleur, the rookie coach, and now with this huge victory, on to San Francisco, and that's the NFC title game. By the way, for our Nail the Score segment, it will be on Wednesday, third segment, first hour of the show, and you get to guess the AFC and NFC championship. So who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. And I think it's going to be a barn burner. I hope we see two really close games, honestly, because when it comes down to it, that's what we're all in it for, right? Now, you're one of those teams might be your team and you want them to win, but is it the 49ers and the Packers? That's the late game, by the way, 6:40 Eastern on Fox. The early game, the AFC Championship, is the Titans and the Chiefs at Arrowhead. Like I said, Pat Mahomes and how incredible that comeback for Kansas City. This just tells you, I was watching it with my mother-in-law, who doesn't really care for football at all. And we were visiting. We had to go visit her. She's been struggling with COPD. And, boy, was she excited to watch that game. They scored again. She just loved it. She texted me the next day. See, close game. She texted me the next day. I loved it. I loved that game. That game. She just knew. What's that team's name? So, anyway, remember, Nail the Score. You can do it on Wednesday in our third segment of our first hour. Just want to confuse anyone. Just want to give you a little heads up there, right? All right, how about what's happening on the hardwoods? We would be talking about this, I think, a little bit too, except for that, you know, football is taking precedence as to what's happening here. The national title game, which LSU wins, and now the playoffs continue in the NFL, and Super Bowl Sunday couldn't be a bigger day for people who even fake watch it, because then they'll watch the commercials, but they go for the food to the big parties or whatever it might be. But something happened in the NBA that I thought was, or I think is, pretty interesting. And when I say something happened in the NBA, you've got Rondo, who has a finger fracture. People always wonder about injuries, and that's why that's interesting to me. Wonder about injuries, and, you know, I've heard people who haven't been around sports say, oh, so, you know, they're dogging it. That's not how it used to be. And maybe we'd be sitting in the whoa man cave talking about this. But since I covered sports along with politics and business in my career and was right there firsthand many, many times, courtside or in a locker room afterwards, I mean, this stuff is, it's crazy. And listen, they make all kinds of money, and good for them. We live in a capitalistic society. They should be paid. I get it. But I think I know when someone's dogging it. There's no dogging it happening here. Rondo, you can clearly see that his hand is injured. And so you think about that and what you have to do when you're shooting. There's like no way. They x-rayed it. It didn't come back. It came back negative. But then they did an MRI, and it was a fracture, right? Just grip a ball and bounce it a few times. Just go to the toy store and bounce it a few times, or actually the sporting goods store, and see what that feels like. And imagine your finger is all the way bent back. Yeah, it's not good. And the Lakers, boy, they really want Anthony Davis to be there, but he missed another game. He has a bruised backside, and he took a hard fall on his lower back. He's trying to block a shot from off of one of the Knicks players last week, and that's what caused that. Sometimes they go down with a thud. But what's interesting and why I bring this up is because Davis went to Wisconsin to see his Green Bay Packers take on the Seahawks in the NFC playoffs at Lambeau Field on Sunday, because he's such a huge fan and was excited to be there. And the Lakers coach, Frank Vogel, said it was okay to take the excursion. It's early enough in the season. It's okay to go ahead and do that. Go ahead. Go watch your football and then come back. And just make sure you don't do anything to your back. Be really careful, because we need you. There's always debates about whether players in the season, you know, whether they should be allowed to be at some other sporting event. I say bravo for Vogel for calling that. Let him. He called it audible. Let him go to the game. Let him come back. Like I said, it's not the tail end of the season, for goodness sake. Big announcement coming up on the flip side. Hang with us.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers. With the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This hour, and I'm going to re-rack some of the top heads for you. Headlines, that is. But before we get there, I have a big announcement to make. Are you ready for this big announcement? It's pretty exciting. So, Homeland has always been a favorite of mine, and it, of course, it combines what I like, the, it almost seems real at times to me, it combines the intrigue of the spy world with what's happening in the world, and it I think is just well done, and I've liked it right from the very, very beginning. So it's in its final season, and I knew someone that knew somebody, and as it turns out, they needed some writers to help them with the tail end of this series. You know, it's always a big deal how series ends. big, you know, popular series, especially this one's on HBO. But think of, if you go way back in the vault, MASH. How did MASH end? How did J.R. Ewing end? Meaning Dallas, the series Dallas. How did any of the more recent popular series end? Like, think of the Friends series and how that ended. Think of Seinfeld and how that ended. And, I mean, of course, the list goes on and on. And like I said, to even more current times. So Homeland is current, and it's a huge opportunity for me and Manshore to actually do a fake ending. So we're the unofficial writers of the fake ending of Homeland. Can you believe it? And here's a little sneak peek of the final season.
Have you conspired with a foreign intelligence officer or service?
Are you accusing me of something?
They killed him because of you.
Did you ever reveal the identity of an assassin?
Everyone breaks under Russian interrogation.
I lost 7 months of my life.
We may be dealing with a compromised officer here.
You're asking about Russians.
This is what happens to a traitor.
I enrolled us for the middle of Moscow.
Did you take a polygraph?
I never told anyone his name.
How can you be so sure if there's 180 days of your life you don't remember?
Ooh. So we got to come up with some kind of an ending for this, and we've been working on it. Coming up on our next show, you will get to find out the ending of Homeland and its final season. How about that? What happens to Carrie Matheson? What happens to Saul Berenson? Lots and lots of intrigue. And this was incredibly popular. Not quite as popular as Game of Thrones, but right up there. Because like I said, you have a CIA agent, you have terror plots being carried out on American soil, and all kinds of cat and mouse things that happen, and that's pretty much what the show's been about, which, by the way, it's on Showtime, not HBO. So I can't wait for that. And we've been working very, very hard on this, and you're going to get to see the little reveal next time around. So speaking of working hard, the one thing I cannot tell you is what, you know, the ending for this situation with Iran, even though so many people want to try to handicap it and say, is this going to be a full-out war, and how long are we going to be there, and, you know, what's going to happen? I can't write the end to that. I hope the end, as perilous as it could be, and how much tension there is, I hope that we don't step into World War III. But when I hear what the U.S. commanders at the Al-Asad base had to say about the Iranian missile barrage, they say, this thing was designed to kill. This was designed to kill us. And we could have been in a much different situation and talking differently here if that had happened. Thank goodness it did not happen. In Iran, what's being said and the murmurs are that there were four embassies. Even the president, I think, has kind of thrown that out there as he's being pressed for more details, that there were actually four embassies that were in trouble, that it was credible, the information on this. So I think it's quite frightening to see where we are. And this is what we're following. There's going to be people talking a lot about LSU because they shredded Clemson's defense, which was pretty incredible. So they cap off an undefeated season in New Orleans. Who dat? They're celebrating winning the first national title since 2007 for the school. And then, of course, Clemson wanted the back-to-back championships, and they do not get it. They are denied. Denied, if you will. Being denied right now is the president. He wants the dismissal of the charges when it comes to impeachment, but even senior Republicans are saying, no, it's not going to win in the chamber, even though we have the seat majority, so we'll go through with this, and then you'll get vindicated, and wouldn't that be that much better? So that conversation on Thursday will turn to this trial situation and who's going to testify, most likely John Bolton. Anybody else? Of course, there is the possibility of that, but We don't know what that looks like. And by the way, the Oscar nominations, if you are a fan of film, then you might pay attention to this just out of curiosity as to who's in and who's out. And some of the expected, I think, people, actors and writers, etc., are there. One of them is a war flick, and it's 1917. And that's supposed to be a just brilliantly done. Six of the nine movies nominated for Best Picture. 1917, Ford versus Ferrari. I saw that. It was terrific. The Irishman, long, but it was good. Joker, Jojo Rabbit, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, fantastic. Marriage Story is another one that is on that list. I saw that. That was a really, really good movie. So there's lots of conversation about, you know, who wins director, Martin Scorsese for The Irishman, or could it be Sam Mendes for 1917? We'll see. And that happens before the Super Bowl. So that's just a couple of weeks away. And it's always a big deal, award season in Los Angeles. There's arguments about how much publicity movies get and how does that help them. And, you know, things have changed with the box office. Certainly we know that. But I think some of them that have been nominated are good films. And I want to see 1917. I heard it is just absolutely mind-blowing, tremendous. So while we don't want to see World War III, if we go back into history and look at 1917, we are looking at a deadly war and a horrible situation. And supposedly that was portrayed pretty amazing on the big screen. There's just some movies that you have to see that way, I guess, is how you put it, right? In the meantime, while all of that is happening, awards and decisions and all of that, there still is the wall. So the president took $7.2 billion more from the Pentagon for the wall. I think some people forget. I mean, this was one of the campaign promises. This is one of the things that is definitely out there happening. And now they're at the 100th mile of the border wall is being built since the president took office in 2017. And it's a project that's partly funded by military construction, the other federal funds, after the president declared a national emergency last February to divert the amount. So Congress provided the $5.7 billion. The administration takes $3.7 billion from military construction funding and $3.5 billion from counter-drug programs. That's where the money is coming from. And the Prez is promising 450 new miles of border wall by the end of 2020. All right, the band is queuing up. That means I'm going to exit stage right. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. As always, make it count. Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.